Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
If you're a parent, you've probably heard these words a zillion times. That's not fair. Those words of protest come from children of all ages, including some adult children, usually surrounding a grounding or some sort of perceived favoritism towards another sibling. But these words are also heard surrounding social justice issues or during times of sorrow at the death of a loved one. What is fair and is not fair is the stuff of political campaigns, deliberations of parish pastoral councils, and labor negotiations. We certainly go through life judging what we think is fair and what is not fair. Ultimately, however, we come to terms with the reality that life is unfair. And we realize that every single person has a personal standard of measure as to what is fair and what is not. Fairness is a struggle to obtain because it is an incredibly elusive standard. Dealing with the question of fairness and who deserves what is a fertile field in which jealousy, envy, hatred, spite, and revenge find their roots. It can force judgment about who deserves what, and ultimately takes us on a spiritual journey. It is something that affects not just our thinking and judgments, but it affects our hearts and souls. We are here present, and we present our hearts and souls to God, knowing that He knows that our hearts and souls are not in good condition. God knows, and we know, that we need help. He sent Jesus as healer for our disease. Jesus told us that He is here among us to heal those who are sick, not those who think they don't need healing. And if we are honest with ourselves, we know that is why we are here, to receive that spiritual nourishment that the Eucharist can provide. The parable of the prodigal son is probably the best known of all of the parables. It goes right to the question of fairness. It deals with what the younger son and the elder brother thought was fair. We like to identify with the younger son because we have all sinned. We've all taken God's treasures and squandered them on something, on a vice of some sort or in other ways. But we've all wallowed with the pigs. We may have even come to our senses, like the younger son, and come back to the Father, confessing our sins and asking for forgiveness. But for many of us, we are likely to stop the comparison at that point. But the uncomfortable truth is that we've also stood in the shoes of the elder son, complaining that God our Father has not been fair. We may compare ourselves to others, particularly those whom we consider to be greater sinners than we are, and we get jealous over their good fortune. We often notice that bad people, even some very bad people, receive good things in this life, and that upsets us. Again, we must be honest with ourselves and be prepared to deal with the reality that God never gives any of us what we truly deserve. But in His generosity, He gives to each one of us, no matter what condition we are in, more than what we truly deserve. And this is the theme behind all three of our readings today. In the book of Exodus, the Israelites abandoned God to worship the golden calf. Moses implores God's mercy, just as Jesus will later intercede on behalf of the whole human race, just as He still pleads for sinners today at the right hand of God. In the letter to Timothy, St. Paul reminds us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Because of Jesus, as Paul himself would testify, even the blasphemer and the persecutor can seek His mercy. And in the Gospel, in the parables, we see mercy far beyond what is deserved. The same mercy that we have received from God our Father, far more than what we deserve. So while we know it is true that life isn't fair, we need also to know that it never has been, and it never will be. But we can understand that we don't get what we deserve. Instead, we are gifted far more than what we deserve. However, there is one more aspect to the parable of the prodigal son that we can draw from, beyond that of the younger son or the elder brother. We need to see ourselves in the shoes of the father. This is perhaps the most missed part of the parable, that we should put our hearts into the father's heart. We should see those around us through his eyes. We should love with his love. It is easy to give love to those who deserve it. But great love, which is love given freely, with no strings attached, with no conditions demanded, with no expectations of receiving anything in return, makes us like the Father. It is great love that can bring us closer to being like God. It is great love that brings us to be made, through the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, into the image and likeness of God. Of course, we cannot do this on our own. That is why, as I mentioned earlier, that we are here to feed our soul and to receive nourishment and strength in spirit. That is why we come to the table of the Lord, to receive the most precious gift we have, the Eucharist. It is then that our hearts can be united with the Father's love, the Father's heart, that which is truly great love.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.